USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Isaias will be reaching the central Bahamas tonight and should then near Florida sometime early tomorrow. The hurricane is then expected to miss Florida, veering northward towards the Carolinas. Despite that shift, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis wants residents to be prepared for several inches of rain and gusty winds. This woman says she'll be taking some basic steps.
Right now, we're taking seriously, but because it's just a storm, we're just going to be ready for it, like food in the house and water.
By Tuesday, the hurricane could brush the mid-Atlantic states before heading to New York's Long Island and then southern New England. Congress about to let the enhanced unemployment benefits expire. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans have put forth a good plan. He says Democratic proposals are totally unserious. Negotiations continue, though, and this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of good energy throughout the whole day. With the Balance of Nature, I don't get cold. I don't get sick. And most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get the immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Several top health experts are again on Capitol Hill testifying at a House hearing about the coronavirus pandemic. Opening the hearing, Democratic Congressman James Clyburn blasted the Trump administration, saying it's been unable to help some hard-hit states conduct testing.
At least 11 states, including my home state of South Carolina, are currently conducting less than 30% of the tests they need to control the virus.
A desperate military search continues off the coast of Southern California. One Marine is known dead. Eight other Marines are missing after a training exercise went wrong last night. Two other Marines are hospitalized, one in critical condition. Marine officials say there was a mishap last night involving an amphibious assault vehicle. 15 Marines and one sailor were inside the vehicle when they reported taking on water. Stocks opening higher on Wall Street as it sets to close out July. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
A U.S. security official says a hack backed by the Chinese government targeted a U.S. biotech firm that's been working on a coronavirus vaccine. Massachusetts-based Moderna saying today the FBI has alerted the company to what it calls suspected information reconnaissance activity. The Justice Department last week indicted two Chinese nationals accused of spying on the U.S., including three targets that were doing research into trying to fight the coronavirus. A third Christopher Columbus statue has been removed in Chicago. This one was located in the South Chicago neighborhood. It was taken down overnight. Earlier this week, 15th Ward Alderman Susan Sadowski told the Sun-Times she had been talking with Mayor Lori Lightfoot's office about removing the statue after the removal of Columbus statues in Grand Park and Little Village. The mayor said the removals were temporary due to the serious safety concerns following recent violent clashes between protesters and rioters and police. And Bryan Cranston, the actor, says he's a COVID-19 survivor, I should say. The Breaking Bad star revealed in an Instagram post yesterday that he did test positive for it a while back. He also shared that he donated plasma and hopes it can help other people. Cranston says he has since made a full recovery. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.